Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. We're presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com. You can join their team today. Later, we'll be joined by Sam Fortier at 8 o'clock. He covers the Commanders for the Washington Post. Right now, it's time to hit the skins. Commanders training camp. Brought to you by Paul Henry's Windows, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
So, KXC, 7 months ago, Ron Rivera said that the Commanders might pursue a veteran linebacker.
Okay.
A lot has been made about the linebacking core. They're really going to go with just two linebackers on the field, playing this Buffalo nickel formation or a five-man front.
By the way, it sounds like that is a relatively common trend.
Correct.
I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it seems like less teams are playing with a lot of linebackers. They're morphing away from that to get more guys covering the pass.
Right.
So the fact, don't be super alarmed by the fact that the Commanders barely have any linebackers on the roster. It's by design.
It's the trend in the NFL.
I think it's meant to be this way.
The numbers too. It's something like 70% of the time you're going to have facing a three-receiver set.
Right.
So when you're facing that three-receiver set, you're going to want more corners out there.
Correct.
Versus linebackers who are not going to be able to cover. Now, the
guy
they brought
in, you can still run out of the three-receiver set.
Sure.
Of course.
Which can hurt you, obviously.
Yeah.
So
they brought in a guy named Nathan Gary, who's a fifth-round pick out of Nebraska in 2017, played inside and outside linebacker for the Eagles from 2017 to 2020. Then last year, was mostly with the Niners on the practice squad, and they say he's mostly a cover guy. So he might be somebody that's going to be in there in situations where he's covering a tight end. They see David Mayo as more of a run-stopping guy
at
linebacker.
Thumper. Yeah, more the hitter.
Yeah, like you said, he was he's only 27, and he was with the Eagles for about 4 years, and then obviously with the Niners practice squad last year. So just add some depth there.
Here's Coach Rivera talking about the latest addition at linebacker.
You know, we're big and stout for the most part. You know, we wanted a guy that could run, can cover. You know, Nathan has a very good and extensive background in coverage. He can run well, and he's a solid special teams guy. So he gives us some added depth. He gave us a little something we didn't have, and that was another cover linebacker that we felt could really run and make a contribution that way.
Nathan doesn't really scream linebacker to me. I can understand why he's going with Nate. Nathan doesn't sound like a tough guy name. Usually linebackers, tough guys.
Nate.
Nathan,
yeah.
Sorry, in my opinion, doesn't scream tough linebacker, going to knock your head off.
Grew up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
I know
so
very
Nathan from Sioux Falls.
I was about to say, I know very little about Sioux Falls. I actually know nothing about Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
One of the positions where they don't have much depth right now in terms of healthy bodies, tight end. Of course, Logan Thomas is your number one on the depth chart. He's recovering from the ACL. He's been a side field guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He hasn't been practicing. John Bates, who they drafted last year, he hasn't been practicing in more than a week. He did return to individual drills on Monday. So that means opportunities. And they have an undrafted rookie, Armani Rogers, who is a converted quarterback out of Ohio, 6'5", who apparently is making the most of his opportunity by reeling in a bunch of tough catches. The problem is he is deep on that depth chart, if you think about it. Logan Thomas, Bates, Turner. They draft Turner this year. You got Samis Reyes.
I'm over him. I'm officially, it was a great story. I'm over the Samis Reyes. Like, I don't think he's ever going to, you know, do anything meaningful for this team. Great story, inspirational guy, but I just think when you don't play football for 90% of your life, it's tough to catch up when you're fully grown.
Right.
And you're thrown in there with a bunch of guys who've been playing tight end and football for 15 or 20 years.
Yeah, so right now, with those top three guys out, Reyes, obviously, Rodgers, you just talked about, Eli Wolf out of Georgia, who I think that they maybe, I don't know if he was on the practice squad last year, but he's in camp, and then Curtis Hodges, who I actually saw in a restaurant. Curtis Hodges went to Arizona State.
Okay.
And Curtis Hodges was sitting next to a buddy of mine.
How would you know that that was Curtis Hodges?
I didn't.
Okay.
I saw him sitting.
Unless he's wearing his helmet.
I saw him sitting at dinner with my buddy, who I used to play basketball with.
Okay.
And a bunch of other people. And Jay Gruden.
Okay.
Nice.
Nice.
So Jay Gruden and Jay Gruden's son, who I know, Jack, were sitting at a restaurant and dinner, and Curtis Hodges was there, and he just looked like a baller.
Right.
He just looked like a player, and he was sitting with Gruden, so I figured he was a player. I didn't know who he was, and so I texted my buddy. I said, who is that guy? He goes, well, that's Curtis Hodges, who the commander signed for training camp, and he is now, I don't know, he's got to be top three or four in tight end right now with those other guys.
He's a massive human.
He's a big dude.
He's 6'8", 257, mm-hmm. Arms are 34 and a half inches long.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
I mean, that is a big dude.
So I don't know how much run he's getting in camp, but with all those other guys out, I'm sure he's getting an opportunity.
How much does he weigh now?
His numbers are absurd. He weighs 257 pounds. He ran a 4.85 40-yard dash.
He just looked like an athlete.
Well, he put on some weight because I just Googled his name, and it came up an old 24/7 sports report. I guess this is out of high school. So like a scouting report out of high school before he goes to Arizona State. He was listed then at 6'7", 198.
Oh, wow.
Think about how skinny he was. No,
he's gotten in the weight room and packed on the muscle. Because he's a big fella.
So we'll see if any of these guys stick. Look, you need that depth because of some of the injuries. Now, front and center has been the Curtis Samuel practice tracker up to two. Not limited at all Monday. And so you had Curtis Samuel on the field. Deami Brown was on the field to go with Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. All reports are that Jahan Dotson seems to have the best rapport with Carson Wentz. Mm. So yesterday, I know our friend Pete Haley put out a video with 17 Carson Wentz throws, like a little montage, mm-hmm. and it was a little bit more impressive than what we saw from Saturday. But he seems to have the best rhythm with Jahan Dotson.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, he's worked the most with Dotson. He had
because he was working out there in California.
He had the mini camp in California. Yeah. Samuel wasn't there. McLaurin was in the midst of his contract holdout. He's had the most exposure to him. So it makes sense that they've developed a bit of a chemistry together.
And you're
so
hearing
far.
Nothing but good things about Dotson.
Right.
He's catching everything that's thrown to him. Like you said, he's got a good rapport now with Wentz, according to reports. So you're hearing good things about old JD.
How have I not put a wager on paper for Dotson yet for a number of catches?
I'm sure you have.
I don't think I have. I think I've done it for Terry McLaurin.
You definitely did with McLaurin.
I don't think I've done it yet for Dotson. I'm going to need to go into the lab to try to come up with the optimal numbers and then set those numbers so people can take wagers on it.
Well,
myself included.
Let me look
course.
On some of these online sports.
Aren't there
books?
Dotson bets in that bet book? Can you get that bet book?
There might be. There could be.
Maybe it was. He forgets. Who knows?
Yeah. I feel like there are Dotson bets in there.
I'm gonna have to look.
On the defensive side, people noticed one thing about some of the formations yesterday. And maybe this isn't a huge shock, but on defense, when they were lining up on first and second down in the 11-on-11s,
right?
Who was on the field? It was Cole Holcomb and David Mayo. Jamin
Davis
is just a third down linebacker on this team right now.
Wow. Well, remember I told you I was talking to somebody who's been out there pretty much every day, and they said he could be just a Buster Rooney.
Well,
that's what they said.
That's a horrible outcome if that's the case. I mean,
and I didn't realize that he was kind of demoted to third, but
I don't know if it's an official demotion.
Yeah, who knows?
It's just people who are watching every snap and they're looking at how the defense is lining up and who's on the field. They're seeing Mayo Holcomb together for first and second down, and then Jamin Davis comes in on third downs.
Right.
Do you want to hear Ron talking about Jamin and,
yes,
and his progress
throughout? Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Is he going to sell the soap? He's going to sell the soap.
I think it's kind of alarming what he's talking about.
What do you feel like the biggest growth for Jamin has been just in this camp?
I think the biggest thing is just learning. You know, it's hard when you're used to playing a specific way, a certain way, and then you come in and now it's completely a whole new ball game. It really truly is. It's a different type of learning. It's a different type of playing. This game is vastly different from the college game. And, you know, with him, it was just a matter of getting opportunities and picking it up. And, you know, he continues to get reps and continues to do well. I mean, we're pleased with where he is, and we're excited to see him play on Saturday.
I will not label him a bust after one failed campaign where he was playing out of position. Now, if in 2022 you don't see a big step forward with him playing in a more natural spot, playing on the outside, then I will label him a buster.
He actually needs a good preseason game.
It couldn't hurt at this point.
At this point, for his confidence and for everyone else who is sitting on the cliff right now,
right,
of Jamin Davis, mm-hmm, looking down, they need it.
Here's my bigger question, my bigger takeaway.
It sounds like Ron needs it too, because it sounds like he doesn't really trust them to be in the right spots.
Yeah, I'm sorry, can you run that again?
Right, doesn't it? It sounds like he's just clueless out there.
Yeah.
What do you feel like the biggest growth for Jamin has been just in this camp?
I think the biggest thing is just learning. You know, it's hard when you're used to playing a specific way, a certain way, and then you come in and now it's completely a whole new ball game. It really, truly is. It's a different type of learning. It's a different type of playing. This game is vastly different from the college game. And, you know, with him, it was just a matter of getting opportunities and picking it up. And, you know, he continues to get reps and continues to do well. I mean, we're pleased with where he is, and we're excited to see him play on Saturday.
Here's my question. If you're de-emphasizing linebackers, why'd you pick one in the first round last year? I just don't understand. I don't understand that mindset. Unless this de-emphasis of linebackers is something that started in 2022 post-drafting Jamin Davis. Like, why are you picking him in the first round?
They overdrafted him. A bunch of generalities there. He didn't really say anything glowing about Davis. He says he's doing well and they're pleased at the end, but he basically just talked about how it's just an adjustment coming from the SEC to the NFL.
Right.
It's a huge adjustment.
They're disappointed in him, Cakes.
Yeah.
They thought he was going to make game-changing type plays. The year before, they drafted Chase Young in the first round, and as a rookie, he was a difference maker. They thought Jamin Davis was going to be that type of player, and they didn't see it last year.
It was also
year.
For need, too. Right?
Yeah. Drafting Jamin Davis. Definitely needed
they him. Drafted Davis because of need.
Right.
Instead of
BPA, best player available, they went for a need. And through 1 year, jury's still out.
Also,
but it's not looking great early.
Didn't he pop on the film, like, athletically?
Yes.
Yes.
So they took somebody who was athletically gifted, but it sounds like they feel like he's a bit of a donk in terms of knowing where to be on the field.
Well, they also forced him to play a position that he wasn't used to playing. Like, why are you doing that? Like, Ron, you were a linebacker. Jack Del Rio, you played linebacker. You're supposedly defensive experts. Like, put this guy in the best place where he can make plays instead of trying to pigeonhole him into something.
Well, now we're 2 years behind in development. So he was played at the wrong position. Okay. So now we got to slide him over to another position. So basically, his first rookie year is an extension of his rookie year, because now he's got to relearn that position, and he's already behind the eight ball, and he's not really learning. He's having problems with it. So he's year two of being a rookie.
Yeah, certainly thought he would be much further along.
For some reason, I'm holding out hope that it's going to work out. I'm slightly optimistic on Jamin Davis, and I might be the only guy on the planet taking that stance.
Well, that's the opinion I'm taking on Curtis Samuel, and you're opposite that. So, yeah, I don't know if it's going to work out for Davis.
You drafted a linebacker high, and now you've devalued the position so much is that you're getting rid of one.
Right.
What's that say about your linebacking core?
Doesn't say good things.
It's certainly not the strength. All right, I found the Jahan Dotson season win totals. Not win totals, but stat totals.
Okay, I'd love to hear them. By the way, I didn't find any of those in the bet book, but I did find that if Ovi doesn't pass Wayne Gretzky on the goal scoring list all time, I owe you $1,000. So
right,
I'll
only Jason Bishop.
But I'm only 100.
I gave you, it's 10 to 1.
Yeah,
right.
You gave me 10 to 1.
Yeah.
Gotcha. I thought it was one of those.
You gave me 10 to 1.
I thought it was one of those bets where Cakes just hands out money to everybody.
No. I'm trying to get out of the just stupid one way bets.
And how far back is he? Was he 130 or is it less than
something
that?
Something like that. He's got to keep pace over the next.
That's a good sweat bet.
It's a solid sweat bet. Absolutely.
So it's $100 to you if he passes. It's $1,000 if he doesn't to me.
Correct.
All right. Are you going to go? All right. I'll just give him to you and I'll book him.
Okay.
That's right. I'm just the bookie of the group.
Butt size to hear these numbers.
All right. Catch total, 54.5.
Ooh, I didn't expect it. I expected it to be in the 40s, but I have to maintain my bullish stance on Jahan Dotson. Over.
All right. How much do you want to put on that?
$5. We'll do $5 on each one.
Okay. Five on each.
Yep.
Yardage total, 575.5.
I mean, if he's going to catch 60 balls, he's going to go over that number. Okay.
And touchdowns, 3.5.
All he needs is a paltry 4 touchdowns for me to win.
All right.
Let's do a trifecta, baby.
So predictable.
All right, I'm texting you the bets right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Remember the Valdez
66%
statistic on taking unders?
I know. I'm flying in the face of convention. I'm flying in the face of Matt Valdez.
God, we got so many wagers.
That's so many.
Do you have a folder of your wagers with Cakes?
No, I text him.
You say you keep them on the phone.
I text him. I delete them when I send them. Because that's what I do.
Then you have to go back to like your history. How are you going to find the
bets? He keeps them. He's got them all.
Yeah, I don't delete my texts. I probably text from 2010 on my phone.
Donk.
I just don't ever delete them. All right, when we come back, we will get into the New England Patriots. Is it going to be a disaster there in New England with Matt Patricia at the helm of the offense? We'll get into that next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need.
Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Post-work yesterday.
Okay.
And it was shocking. I was shocked.
Was it good or bad? Was it positive, negative?
Wasn't great.
Okay.
I'll just leave it at that. So I'll tell you about that at 7:45.
Hmm. Okay. Stay shocking.
Stay tuned.
I'm intrigued.
That. Please stay tuned. But we wanted to get into the Patriots and what's going on there at training camp. Mac Jones is in year two. Matt Patricia is now taking over the play calling duties on offense, which is a little bit weird because he was a defensive guy when he left the Patriots and went to his ill-fated stint in Detroit.
It was a complete disaster.
He hasn't been named offensive coordinator, though.
Okay, he doesn't have it in name,
correct.
But he's the de facto offensive coordinator at this point. So they're installing a zone blocking scheme under Matt Patricia. They've run the same offense in New England prior to this season for 21 years. And now, in year two of Mac Jones, they're completely revamping the offense. And it's a big-time departure from what they've been successful with for 20 years. Are the Patriots headed for the iceberg with Matt Patricia running the offense?
I don't think so.
In year two of Mac Jones.
They surprised people last year. Mac Jones, didn't win Rookie of the Year, did he? Did he win Rookie of the Year? I mean, he had a good year.
No, Jamar Chase.
That's right, Jamar Chase won. But Mac Jones and the Patriots were a lot better than anybody expected. So I would imagine they were going to be a little bit better this year.
Now, one of their beat reporters for Patriots.com wrote that Mac Jones looks, quote, out of sync and sometimes uncomfortable, which is a departure from the way he looked in rookie camp. When
okay,
he was a rookie, he looked like he was ahead of the game, like he was digesting everything and succeeding with the offense.
Didn't he get skinny?
Did he drop a bunch of weight? I don't know.
He dedicated himself to nutrition and got in better shape. I think they're going to be okay.
Well, their season win total is 8.5. First month of the season, they start out in Miami. They go to Pittsburgh. They play the Ravens at home in week three, and then they go to Green Bay. So they got 3 out of 4 to start the year on the road, including Miami and Green Bay.
Tough start. You never
tough
want
start.
To travel to Miami in early September because it's still going to be
It'll be mid-90s.
I mean, that's a big disadvantage for the Patriots. Yeah. You'd rather go to Miami like in October, November.
Well, I mean, although, you know, all these training camps are in hot cities for the most part, unless you're out in California.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's... Based on history, you would say, yeah, they're going to be in the mix. I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I would probably still bet on the Bills.
Yeah.
And do I think Miami's going to be slightly better? Kind of. I just like their weapons better. But maybe Jones is just struggling because they're implementing this whole new system.
Could be.
Could take a couple more weeks.
Now, Jones himself said he was, quote, getting his feet wet in the new offense. That doesn't strike me as a guy who sounds confident about what's happening, is crazy about the new offense and the new concepts that are being introduced by Matt Patricia.
But it's still the same head coach.
Like,
that's the thing.
Marks.
I just remember watching a video of Tom Brady and Tom Brady prepping for a game and him walking into Bill Belichick's office and they started going through the plays. And a lot of the offseason talk was that Bill Belichick might even call the plays. Mm-hmm. And I know he's known as a defensive guy, but he's the architect of everything. And in that scene, I don't know if it wasn't Hard Knocks, but Tom Brady like walked in there and they were literally going through like every play. Hey, these are the plays that I like. Tom Brady was saying, then Belichick would put him in, put him out, whatever. Like, he's still in charge. And like, I almost think he's doing this thing with Matt Patricia as like an FU to the media.
Could be.
Well, it doesn't mean it's going to work out.
It may not, but I think it comes down to, does Mac Jones have enough talent to throw the ball to? Like, it was a very kind of, look, they finished 10-7 last year.
Yep, they did.
It was a very kind of like quick passing game, short passing game. He's very accurate.
Uber accurate.
Really throwing downfield. They didn't necessarily have a bunch of game changers on that offense.
The guy I've heard.
And they still don't.
The guy I've heard buzz on in camp. Killing it in camp. A guy who always struggles to stay healthy.
Devontae Parker.
Devontae Parker.
Yeah.
Longtime Dolphin, now new to the Patriots, a new face there. Sounds like he's just crushing it in camp. So that's another weapon to
add.
They
also
to the
drafted
for them.
The fast kid out of Baylor, Thornton.
Tyquan Thornton.
He can run.
He's not going to make an impact as a rookie.
Probably not.
I feel like.
But it always seems like they don't really address the receiver position high enough. And just look at their depth chart and go, okay, they're okay.
I'd say they're serviceable. Jacoby Myers is not a big name, but he'll grab a bunch of balls.
They got Bourne.
Bourne is decent.
But there's nobody that, on paper anyway, maybe Parker, but nobody on paper that really scares you.
Well,
they always seem to have the same running backs.
I don't think it's the guys on the field. I think a lot of it is the organization. And, I mean, what is Belichick trying to prove, right? With Patricia and Joe Judge running his offense, two guys that haven't run offenses before, a special teams guy or a wide receivers coach, and a defensive coordinator.
Right.
I mean, I feel like Belichick is just doing two middle fingers and saying,
correct.
I will do it my way.
I'm smarter than everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, it might not work out this year because we talked about the schedule, those first four. How about the last five? The last 5 weeks, the Patriots have to play the Bills, go to Arizona, Cincinnati, Miami, and go to Buffalo. All right, so that's the last five games.
That's a murderer's row to close out your season.
You know, you could be looking at four, maybe even five playoff teams there.
So isn't he kind of like
the first four are difficult and the last five are difficult?
Isn't he kind of like the Valdez of coaches doing the different bit? Because isn't he trying to run the football a ton?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's trying to not overextend his young quarterback who doesn't have he doesn't have Randy Moss in his prime catching balls for him in New England. He's got a more nondescript crew.
And it's a really tough division outside of the Jets. They're going to have to win their games in the middle part of the year because they get Detroit, they get Cleveland, they get the Bears, they get the Jets twice. All right,
no, you're not going to find a reporter with a more negative tweet than this report on an offense. Okay?
Right.
This is from Tom Curran, legendary reporter up there.
Okay.
Patriots' number one offense today has been distressingly bad. Run stuffs, aborted plays, would-be sacks, distressed lobs into traffic just to get the ball out, beginning to feel it's less the new offense and more the post-scar cycle of offensive line coaches.
Mm-hmm.
They are perpetually overwhelmed every play.
Look, I know Bill Belichick is regarded as probably the greatest coach of all time, but does he strike you as a guy with innovative offensive concepts without Tom Brady at the helm of his offense? Probably not.
No.
Like, if I'm Bill Belichick, I'm going to walk into Kraft's office during the offseason and say, let's hire the most innovative offensive mind that we can find, bring him in here, I'm going to get him under my tutelage, and we're going to implement his vision.
So,
or is he too? He's probably too stubborn.
I don't. I don't think Matt Patricia is a stupid person. I mean,
I don't think he's stupid.
He was a rocket scientist, right?
Okay, but
he has zero experience with this. Like,
right.
why are they not putting someone who has some sort of experience, maybe tutoring a young quarterback like Mac Jones? Or, like you said, has different kind of route concepts than some archaic ones that Bill Belichick is running.
He's got two of his guys that he likes that became head coaches.
Yep, that's true, but that doesn't mean they're going to be good calling offense.
No, he has familiar
correct.
People.
And look, the comment there from Curran mentions post-Scar, and that's a reference to Dante Scarnecchia, who was an assistant offensive line coach.
And one of the best.
Since the 90s
right.
for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean,
he walked away a couple of years ago, I believe.
He did. I think he walked away in 2020.
Belichick
was okay as a head coach in Cleveland where he didn't have great quarterbacks. He made the playoffs once in 5 years. Then he gets Tom Brady. All right. Nice job picking him and obviously developing Tom Brady. You won a million divisions and you won a million Super Bowls. And then post Tom Brady, you've been So let's see. I don't see them going to the playoffs this year.
It's lazy. Instead of trying to find somebody who has new concepts or a different way of thinking or somebody that can help the offense, you're going with something you know.
Although I do think
you're scared and you don't want to go out and try and find this. Mm-hmm. and you're afraid that that would fail. So you go with something you know.
But I do think that they are swerving a little bit, or they look like they were swerving a little bit from the league trend of just throwing the ball all over the football field and really running the ball a lot. They were eighth in the league in attempts last year.
They like their combo of Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson in the backfield. They like those guys. And they're going to try to utilize them as much as they can.
And go more tight end centric.
Look, they sank a lot of money into tight end when they signed Jonnu Smith and Hunter Henry. Yeah. They gave those guys mega deals. Henry was okay last year. Jonnu Smith was a disappointment. I know that they're going to look for more production from Jonnu Smith to get some return on the investment there. So look, I would expect if those guys are healthy to be heavily involved too.
It could be a disaster, but I think it's similar to what we're talking about here with Washington. It's the preseason. And you haven't even gotten to preseason games. And all these reporters got to write about something every day. There's more analysis than ever on every throw from every quarterback in training camp. It wasn't like this 20 years ago.
No.
You weren't hearing about a guy had 25 passes today on August 7th, and he only hit 17 of them. People freak out and panic now. What I would say is Mac Jones, as a rookie, almost had a 4,000-yard season, 22 touchdowns, 13 picks, quarterback rating at 93. That's damn impressive for a rookie quarterback, especially considering all the other rookie quarterbacks last year struggled mightily.
He could take a step back.
Now, he maybe had the best situation and the best coach, but Trevor Lawrence, kind of disaster. Wilson, disaster.
Right.
Who else? Who am I missing? Fields, disaster.
And Trey Lance.
Trey Lance didn't really get on the field.
And he was the best out of the first-round picks, no doubt.
Maybe it will be a step back this year.
Other guys, you know, now that he's on tape for a full season, other teams will adjust. They're going to try and change their offense. We just talked about the schedule. Schedule doesn't look very simple.
It looks pretty daunting.
First four, last five are very difficult.
They're changing the rushing offense.
It sounds like the rushing offense.
All right, but that might actually benefit them.
Does anybody really scare you offensively there?
No. But they didn't scare me last year either, and they won 10 games.
Well, they won 10 games because their defense was top five in both yards allowed and points allowed. That's why they won games.
But wouldn't you imagine that they're going to be similar?
They could, and maybe that's going to be the strength of that team, and I would assume it would be. The defense will be better than the offense. I just don't see them repeating the 10 wins.
Well, we'll get to see it on display in just 2 days as the Giants visit the Patriots in a preseason game. That's Thursday night at 7 o'clock on NFL Network. So you can see what the offense looks like in that matchup.
Yep.
And at 7:30, Valdez, your Ravens are hosting the Titans in a preseason game. Well,
that's a dub. Much needed dub. Got to get to 21.
How much of Lamar will we see in that game?
Zero.
Zero of Lamar.
Yeah, Harbaugh already said not playing, along with Andrews not playing.
Mm.
Good. You don't want to see him out there.
Want to save him for the regular season, save him for week one.
I don't know if that record will ever be broken.
So, look.
I mean, look, it took roughly 60 years to break the Packers record.
And now there are less preseason games per year, right? It's just three?
Yep.
You're going to go 7 years of perfect preseason football.
I don't know if that's probably untouched.
So two games Thursday, five on Friday as NFL preseason starts heating up. And, of course, the Commanders host the Panthers on Saturday. Don't forget, we'll talk more Commanders with Sam Fortier. He's going to join us coming up at 8. But coming up next, something shocking happened to me post-work.
Uh-oh, that sounded sarcastic.
No, it was. Trust me, it was shocking, and I'm going to tell you about it when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Don't forget, we're exactly 1 month away from Junkies Poker Open returning. It's at MGM National Harbor. It's presented by our friends at Potomac Metals. You've tried the rest. Now scrap with the best. Live long and scrap on. Thank you to them for supporting JPO again. And here's my advice to you. This event will sell out. It will get to capacity.
Correct.
That's just all I'm going to tell you. And I'm expecting a
There will not be an open seat.
There will not be an open seat at the event.
So you got to get there and register.
It's coming up in exactly 1 month, and we are excited about that.
All right, hold on. Does anybody know exactly what happened to Cakes after the show? Any of the producers?
He says it's shocking.
No, he really sold this to us.
He said it was shocking, I mean, so I have a guess.
I think it was shocking, personally.
I have a guess.
I was shocked.
Are we going to be... All right.
It's a little personal, this guess.
Sure. Go
right Cakes ahead. Is a box. My guess is... Like, your kids are all going to college, basically all out of the house.
Okay, yes.
My guess is he had sex in a room other than the bedroom.
No.
It's a great solid
That would guess. Be shocking for and, Cakes. It's,
that's incorrect.
Didn't you say it happened on your way home?
It happened. I just framed it as it happened post-work yesterday.
Right, but did it happen on your way home or at home?
It happened on my way home.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. I'm going to say you had a wave, a poopy wave.
Okay.
And you had to stop somewhere and that's, deposit.
It's not, you're not.
Because that's something that never really happens to you.
I will say this.
Mm-hmm.
It was bathroom related, but it is not for the reason that you're thinking of.
So the shocking thing would be that you didn't use the Homewood and you used these facilities.
Poop on the poopy. That would be shocking, too. But that was, I guess that could be the shocking element of it.
So it happened on the way home. It did involve
a
bathroom.
On the way home while driving?
No, not while driving. Mm-hmm. It's while I was in another location before I made it home.
Yeah, I don't know. You got into an altercation in the bathroom with somebody else.
Again, you're really close, but I'm going to have to give you a buzz.
Oh,
you saw someone urinating in public.
No.
You saw an animal in the bathroom.
No.
Oh, like a snake coming out of the toilet.
Yeah.
Okay. So, on my way home.
That's all we could do on the
My routine is, if I'm going to run, I stop at the Teddy Roosevelt Park, which is it's on my way home. Because if I don't stop at the park, I'm going to get home. And I'm going to look at the couch.
Right.
Or I'm gonna put a pizza in the oven. I'm going to do anything. I'm going to do whatever I can to avoid running and working out. So by going to the park, it's a great spot to either walk or run, do whatever on the island, or run down to the Pentagon and run back to my car. So I just get the run knocked out, get it done before I get home.
Knock it out.
So yesterday, I pull up at the park. I park my car. And because I slam so much coffee and soda with coffee flavor in it like I did yesterday, I've got to use the bathroom. And about a half mile into the park is a bathroom, a men's and women's room together. And I approach it, and as I'm walking to the door, I hear water running in the men's room. And then I'm like, oh, this is suboptimal. That means somebody's actually in the bathroom. And I like this bathroom to use it by myself. I don't like other people to be in there because it's kind of dark. Like, it's not the most well-maintained bathroom on the planet. I'll just leave it at that.
It's an outside public restroom.
It's dirty, smelly.
It's dark. It's dingy. It's poorly lit.
It definitely has terrible, terrible paper towels. I guarantee that. If they even have paper towels.
They have the weird urinals that are... They're like set into the wall that are like 4 feet high, and there are two of them.
Right.
And of course, there's no barrier between.
Correct.
So as I'm rounding the corner, I equate the running water to either somebody's using the sit-down toilet or somebody's using the sink. It's one of those two things happening. I round the corner, and the first sink, there are two sinks. First sink is open. At the second sink is a fully naked man. Okay, and I don't mean like he's wearing a towel or he's wearing gym shorts and like slides, naked,
no shoes on,
no nothing on, and this floor is butt dirty.
Yeah.
Like humans have, you know, there's urine on the floor. Clearly, there could be animal droppings on the floor because the door is wide open to the bathroom. Any sort of snake, badger, beaver, squirrel. Whatever else is wild turkey, whatever else is running around that park could come and do their business on the floor.
Does he look like a homeless guy?
He's older. He's like 65 to 70.
Are there clothes on the sink? Like, was he changing?
No. Here's what he was doing. He was washing his dirty black socks in the sink.
Oh.
And I turned the corner.
So he had socks in the sink, but where are his pants and his shirt?
JP, I don't know. At this point, it was either like, I didn't know what to do. I was frozen at the entranceway. I was like, this doesn't compute because I can expect the naked guy like if I went to a gym. That's expected. In a public bathroom that looks like the bathroom that Carrie Elwes was locked up in Saw. I mean, that's the level
of the last thing you expected to see.
It was so jarring and shocking. I didn't know what to do.
Did you say hi?
Say hi. I went immediately to the urinal, and I was looking over my shoulder because, like, I mean, if
you went in,
he had to go bad.
I didn't want to.
That guy's probably like, who's this weirdo?
I didn't want to, like, this guy.
Hold up. You only had to pee. You couldn't use your outside in the park. You couldn't use the trees everything out there.
I think I made the wrong decision. I used the urinal.
You're in such a box. That you don't ever go outside?
It was so stunning and shocking. I think I was in a minor state of shock. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know whether to just run away or use the facilities.
When you were done, was he still there washing his socks?
Still there. Still just in the corner.
And you still don't know if he had anything other than the socks.
You know what?
He wasn't wearing anything other than... He was wearing nothing.
I know, but I would have observed... He must have had pants or something stacked somewhere else.
JP, you're missing the point. Stark naked guy.
I'm trying to figure out why he's stark naked with just socks.
I'm trying to avert my eyes from looking at him. Like, the last thing I want to do is keep looking at this naked guy that's 4 feet away from me in the world's worst bathroom.
Cakes, you're a man's man, because I know one thing. If there was a naked dude washing himself and washing his socks in the sink to me next to the urinal, I couldn't go to the bathroom.
Yeah, like,
I wouldn't be able to pee.
He tinkles every 20 minutes.
Is there another bathroom down the road? No. Another
my body would just shut down with anxiety.
Now, again, I could.
But like I said, in the run, all he's got to do, I've been in those trails.
Yeah.
Some of them, I mean, it depends which part you're running, but there are some parts that are like narrow and it's nothing but woods around you. Take two steps in. It's like on a golf course.
I just feel weird doing it out in public like that. But trust me, it crossed my mind when I saw a guy who looked like a naked scarecrow with his pubes everywhere in the corner of the world's scariest bathroom.
Cakes, for a guy that like doesn't like crowds because you think like there's going to be a terrorist attack.
Yeah, you're correct on these.
Your life could end in a moment.
Sure.
You made a horrible decision.
I agree.
I mean, that guy could have just chopped you up in there.
He could have had a machete.
I mean, he's clearly a crazy person.
Yeah.
Or there's something wrong with him. If I had a wave of duty, I would have ran out and gone on in the woods.
I know, in hindsight, I made a terrible decision. I should have seen the naked guy and immediately just pivoted. But I didn't.
I stayed in there.
I made a split decision, did my business, didn't wash my hands, of course.
Just got the hell out of there.
Immediately bolted.
Yeah, can you imagine that? Hey, when are you going to be done with those socks? I got to wash my hands.
Yeah, I mean, that was the last thing I was concerned about.
I'm sorry, I missed it. Were you right next to him?
No, he was. I was at the urinal here on the wall. Right. He was over in the corner.
Oh, he was in the corner.
Okay. He was in the corner.
So what, 10 feet?
8 feet.
Yeah.
I mean, he was pretty close.
And there was no dialogue. I mean, nothing.
Zero
did you hear,
dialogue.
Did he make any like sounds?
He just kept
grunts.
He kept like rinsing his dirty socks in the sink.
Hot out there, huh?
I was thinking to myself, this guy's gonna stab me with a. He may have had it on the.
Really? Would he have won the or lost the Reggie Bush contest?
Valdez, you would have come in second place. This guy would have won the Reggie contest.
That's
was
funny.
He old? He was the big winner.
Was he old?
I mean, he looked like he was okay. I mean, he didn't look terrible, but
you didn't see any clothes.
All I
you
saw.
You didn't see a backpack or a gym bag. You saw nothing.
He just showed up in the bathroom naked, and I had the misfortune of showing up right after him. And I wish that some other people had come down the trail after I left, so I could have warned them as to what horror was awaiting them in the bathroom, but I didn't wait that long. I got out on the trail, and I never looked back. That was terrifying.
Well, he must have had clothes somewhere. There's no way he was just walking around the park naked.
He may have, but I wasn't going to stick around and ask him, hey, man, what happened to your clothes? Right. Why are you naked in a horror movie bathroom in the middle of the day, like at 11 a.m.?
I'm surprised he didn't sneak a twit pic.
Didn't have my phone on me. And now if I had my phone on I might have tried and tweeted it out at Money Metal Cakes and look at this wacky in the bathroom.
That's kind of an upset.
What a
you didn't have your phone.
Didn't have my phone.
You don't run with music?
Sometimes I do. Yesterday I didn't.
Old school.
What kind of old school?
I've been going old school for a while.
Terrifying. Hope I never see that again. I might never use that bathroom ever again after that incident. It's now burned in my brain. I can never unsee.
I would classify that as shocking.
Shocking, right?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't expecting to see a fully naked guy in a bathroom at 11 a.m.
My other shocking guess was that you mowed your lawn.
Well, I've gone on record saying
you'll never do it again.
I'll never cut.
That's why it would be shocking.
I'll never cut my grass ever again.
Mm-hmm.
God willing. Hopefully that never happens. All right. When we come back, we will pivot and talk some Commanders. Sam Fortier, who covers the Commanders for the Washington Post, will join us next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.